Hey, so quick update on last week's trades, right? So this episode is titled The Power of Options. And you remember how I said that last week I was on a losing streak? And that's why I made that episode about, well, what to do when you're losing. See, most of the episodes are very reflective of what I'm doing in my trading day and some things that pop up to me that most beginners may not think about and may be deterrent for them. I'll try to put an episode about it right away as it's happening. So this episode is just the same. I had a big losing streak last week, and yesterday, one trade erased all of it and put me to the good going into this week and going into this month. And that's what I really want to talk about today, the power of options. Options are, especially now in 2021, they've been super attractive. I can't tell you how many YouTube videos I've seen and TikToks and all this stuff talking about options, and I made call outs in my chat and this is what happened, and people posting a lot of money, and that's part of what options can do, right? They can allow you to make a lot of money very fast. It can also allow you to lose a lot of money very fast. So, and another thing with options that you don't really see too much with swing trading and actual stock trading is over trading. So when you over trade with stocks, you kind of bleed money slowly if you're not, you know, just a complete gambler and throwing all your money in. But with options and options contracts, you can blow up an account much, much faster. So for me, you do need to, or not for me, for everybody, you need to have a significant level of risk management and understanding of managing risk and staying alive, right? Playing to stay alive for that big one. So I guess the as I culminate this episode under that title, right, The Power of Options, it's this idea that, yes, you can get rich off of options. You only need a couple option trades to make a lot of money, but you can also make up for lost ground, right? And you can also prove the power of risk management. So for me, in those losses that I had, I did a good job managing risk, right? Staying alive, staying in the game, making sure that if I did lose, which I was losing last week, to make sure that you didn't lose enough to take you out of the game, right? And I did just that. I was able to stay in the game with enough capital, enough leverage that one trade erased all the losses from the previous three trades and actually put me to the good this week, right? And options can do that. Again, options can really talk about, you know, if your risk management is done well, you only need one trade to erase four or five bad trades. And if you're not having bad trades, guess what? You only need one good trade to boost your account three, four, five times, right? So if you're someone who's new, I always recommend, you know, understand the flow of stocks, right? Understand how stocks move. Learn by trading stocks first. Buy a share of Apple or buy a share of Disney and then sell it when it goes up, or, you know, learn how to get out when it goes down, or whatever strategy it is that appeals to you most. But once you understand how stocks move, right, you've been trading stocks for a while and you know, you understand the ups and downs and the timing, right, how quickly things move and what kind of news or what kind of triggers make stocks move faster or slower, options are a great way to, again, bolster your account. Or, like I said, as you're trading, understanding that options can help prove to you the power, right, the real power, not the option power, but the real power of risk management, right? Making sure, again, that you're always in the game. So I want to jump onto an episode to tell you about that, because that's something that was super important to me, right? As I realized in that one trade, I was like, holy crap, I wasn't stressed coming into this week, but I came into this week very cognizant that, hey, you know, you missed in a couple of trades. You got to be careful here because we don't want to burn this account too bad. And then I saw a trade that looked really good. I jumped in because I'm not going to play scared now. I just have to be aware of what's going on. I jumped into a trade that looks good, fit the criteria, and lo and behold, I made over 100% on that trade, and that fixed the account. That happened in one day, right? And imagine if I had bought a contract with enough length, and that was out of the money, that could get me 1,000% on one trade, right? That 1,000% could erase losses for an entire year on one trade, right? So options are super, super powerful. Again, if you know how stocks move, you understand price movement and how it relates to what's going on in the news or technical or fundamental or whatever it is that in particular that moves your stock, and then seeing how that interplays with the options contracts, assuming that the stock is optional. So some great resources for learning how to trade options. Benzinga is what I didn't use it to learn how to trade options. Mind you, I learned how to trade options by trial and error. But Benzinga has a good education program in options. A trading fraternity on YouTube. That's the channel name. Or Stock Market Live on YouTube. That's a channel name. That guy does live options trading. You can always jump in the Discord and ask me questions if you have any questions about options trading. But there's a lot of, I guess, not to play on the word, but there's a lot of options out there for you to go and learn for free, right? The key here is to be able to go and to see people do it and understand it and learn the terminology and things like that, and to also understand how important risk management is. Because if you watch some of these guys, or you see some of these guys talk about on, you know, TikTok and YouTube, not a lot of them are showcasing the five losses before that one big hit, right? Now, that big hit was probably really big because, you know, they're good at what they do. But to understand that the risk management allowed them to stay in the game long enough to hit that, right? To be able to swing and get as many at-bats as possible, but not completely take yourself out of the game. So you can get that base hit, so you can get that home run. So those are two, I'm sure there's more, but this is off the top of my head, of all the, guess the streamers or easily accessible platforms that you can learn about options, but also see options being traded live in front of you so you can see again how risk management plays into it. And it's not just, oh, buy a call option on AMC and you'll make $1,000 tomorrow. It's a lot deeper than that, but if you can, again, get into that and understand the power behind those two things put together, you can make a lot of money, protect an account very well, retire and make a decent amount of income by selling covered calls, you know, scale into and enter into play by selling puts to enter into the price that you would predetermine. And if you don't want to enter it, just taking the premium. Like, options have a lot of betting that a stock won't move too high or won't move too low, right? Putting yourself right in the middle of that to collect a premium on both sides. Like, there's a lot of ways to play with options that are like, you need an entire course, and even that course wouldn't be able to cover all the strategies, right? Because every day, I'm sure people are coming up with different variations of the same strategy based on what they want, right? And if you can learn even the basics, what's a call? What's a put? How does it work? After understanding price action, you can really do something special with an account. Super short episode today. Didn't even have an intro or an outro. It was just something I wanted to get out there. And I want to test it. I want to see how you all like it. If you don't like it, let me know. If you do like it, let me know. And we'll see if we can run with this format. Again, I love the intros. I love the outros. But sometimes I just want to get you the information right now. And the market is going to be ripe today. We had a really another down day, but we seem to have a little bit of strength, you know, moving towards the close of the day. So if we can maintain, if we can find some footing, basically, to stop the bleeding, which I think we might as we approach the 50-day moving average, if we can find a way to stop the bleeding, there may be a lot of opportunities to the upside. If you, again, only if you have risk management and you have the capital ready to take advantage of any potential upside to come. So good luck trading today. I wish you the best of luck. I hope you make a lot of money. I have a cool interview coming out next week. We're going to be talking crypto heavy. I love crypto. You love crypto. There's a lot of opportunities in crypto, and we're just on the forefront of this market. And if you don't already own crypto, go buy some. But this episode that I release next week is going to tell you a lot about the crypto market, timing, some common fears. Like we're gonna get do some bust some myths for us too to get rid of some of that fear and apprehension, so you don't miss out on a groundbreaking opportunity if it's your prerogative. But until then, you know, good luck trading. This has been your host Alex Cunningham saying be well, and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.